Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million 720,000. 970,000 of you, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Fact of the day, 9 days until Glasscon 2021. That's the first ever annual glass ceiling convention brought to you by Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. This year, we're talking about practical steps that women can take to collect our fair share of political power in Nigeria. The country is half women, half men, but the political offices are not half women, half men. We want to change that. But wanting to do it is not enough. There needs to be a plan, a strategy, practical steps. And that's what we're going to be putting together at Glasscon 2021. I'm going to be hosting, of course, and that's you'll experience when you come there. Keynote speaker is a woman who has actually walked the talk. We talked a lot on Big Three Global Edition about how the Democrats flipped the U.S. Senate by winning the two seats in Georgia. Remember when we were talking about it? She had a hand in that. That's our keynote speaker. Her name is Nse Ofot. She's the CEO of New Georgia Project. They fought voter suppression in Georgia. They registered over 500,000 people of color, especially women and youths. And that's how Georgia was flipped. So she'll be telling us how they did what they did. And then my panel will be talking about the ways to domesticate those insights for Nigeria. Because last, some people will still carry a bottle and come and chase you. So we'll figure out how to domesticate what they did for the Nigerian climate. You're going to have Nnenna Okeje, Kate Henshaw, Rinsola Abiola, and so many others, including Zainab Bubu-Galadima. She's on the panel as well. By the way, big shout out to the Canadian High Commission, the UK High Commission, and the U.S. Consulate General for all their help in putting this together. It's great. I'm looking forward to it. And you can register on www.nigeriainfo.fm to attend. It's free. It's virtual. You don't need to pay transport to come anywhere. All you need to have is data. And we're even going to be refunding the data of some of you, some lucky people who play fun games at this convention will get money for their data back. So go and register www.nigeriainfo.fm. This event is for women. Second hard fact of the day, 634 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 259 of those were here in Lagos. COVID is still out there. I know that you've not been vaccinated yet, so I beg, and I make we even do this Glasscon on the internet, online. We're not doing it in a hall somewhere because I'm very COVID compliant, right? So be like me, be like us at Nigeria Info, and take all the precautions you can. Limit your movement outside, wear a mask, give gap, wash and sanitize your hands. Oh, by the way, if you cannot be with us live on Zoom, you can actually contribute on air as well, because we're going to carry the event live on Nigeria Info Sunday, 7th March from 4 p.m. That's when that event will be live. 4 p.m. Sunday, 7th March, that event will be live right here on Nigeria Info. So if you can't join because data issues, you can listen here on Nigeria Info, or you can watch on Facebook and YouTube, where the event will be streaming as well. There's another Boeing 777 with engine trouble. That's our third hard fact of the day. Earlier this week, a 777 in America had to make an emergency landing because of one of its engines that caught fire. We saw the video, I'm sure you've seen the video by now, taken from inside the plane of the turbine in flames. And now there's been another forced landing in Russia. Engine trouble as well. Boeing is still trying to recover from the problems with the 737. Remember, right? So for the 777 to start giving wahala to Omo, we're going to see how they weather this storm. Normally, a story like that, 777, would make it to Big 3 Global Edition here on Hard Facts, but there are three bigger stories this week. Let's talk about the kidnapping of 300 schoolgirls in Zamfara. Then let's talk about Ghana, Ivory Coast, and a few other countries getting COVID vaccines. And then let's talk about the Canadian company that just got a $2 million investment to grow meat in a lab. You heard me. Ano, meat in a lab. That's, of course, our global business story. While Nigeria is arguing over whether to keep the cows in ranches or herd them from place to place, the rest of the world is replacing the cows with test tubes. We'll talk about that story as our final story. After that, as usual for a Friday, we're bringing you Public Square with Agogo. We're also going to wrap up the show with Music and Moments with Ifeanyi and Sam. I absolutely love that show. And if you've never listened to that show, today's a good day to start. Now, of course, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute if you want to win just a minute. But let's get started with today's Big 3 Global Edition. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos, and these are your Hard Facts.
On Hard Facts.
A school mass kidnappings, indeed a global problem. Which countries have excelled at COVID vaccine rollout and which ones have disappointed? Is the world ready for meat grown without animals? Are we ready for that? This is Big 3 Global Edition. Let's get into the stories. As you know, Fridays we try to let Nigeria rest, look at the biggest stories in the entire world. Although sometimes the big stories are still Nigerian stories, or they also affect Nigeria. For instance, this kidnapping of the schoolgirls. The BBC is reporting that 300 schoolgirls have been abducted in Zamfara State. That's our first story. They're reporting it happened at government secondary school, Jangebe. The Nation newspaper is reporting that the terrorists who did this arrived in two waves last night with pickups and motorbikes. The first wave were disguised as security operatives, and then the second batch came later in the night. The Nation is also saying that the police command will be issuing a statement very soon. As soon as we have that statement, we'll bring it to you. Now, even though this story is a Nigerian story, it's also the biggest story in the world today. I mean, 300 school-age girls are now in the hands of terrorists. This is not something that happens every day. Or does it? Earlier this week, I played you the words of Lai Mohammed, Nigeria's information minister. And he said school kidnappings are a common thing all over the world. He said that even in America, they had so many school kidnappings last year. Now, a lot of you disagreed with him. You pointed out that what American schools were closed for most of last year was because of COVID-19. By the way, stick around for the second story where we're going to talk about the latest in the global fight against COVID, including vaccines arriving in Africa. But yeah, back to Lai Mohammed and Zamfara. He said school kidnappings are now common all over the world. Now, you guys who listen to me on Fridays are consumers of world news, right? You have your data, you have your facts at your fingertips. So I want you to answer the question for me. Was Lai Mohammed correct? Are school kidnappings, while a regrettable thing, also simply a common, widespread part of life? Or is this a problem that is far more rampant in Nigeria than in other places? And if it's the latter, if school kidnappings are a bigger problem here in Nigeria, then we have to ask ourselves the question, why? 100 schoolgirls abducted from their school in the dead of night. Think about the logistics involved in moving 300 unwilling children. Now, The Nation is reporting that they moved on bikes and pickups, and they had two waves. What this means is, in parts of Nigeria, it is possible for armed criminals to move in convoys with enough bikes and cars to move hundreds of hostages and travel like that for kilometers, for hours, without being intercepted by security forces. Ungoverned spaces, that's the security term for it. Why do we have such a serious ungoverned spaces problem? By the way, this happened in Zamfara State. The Zamfara State governor is Bello Matawalle. If you remember, Matawalle has been giving amnesty to the bandits, as they're called. Last year, he launched a program where any bandit who turned in one AK-47 received two cows to restart life as a member of society. Just a week and a half ago, lawmakers from Zamfara State asked the president to grant amnesty to bandits. Which reminds me, President Buhari said yesterday that such an amnesty was out of the question. But my question is, does last night's kidnapping prove that the amnesty approach favored by the Zamfara political leadership doesn't work? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Two numbers, one for men, one for women. 01465-7190. Don't call that number if you're not female. And if you are male, 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Michael in Ogba, thank you very much for calling us. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling us.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, what is happening in the north, I think the government, the northern elite, they know what they are doing. Okay. They are using this kidnapping stuff as a racketeer to enrich themselves. It's just so unfortunate that they are using the, will I use the word, common man life to perpetrate their evil act. Thank you.
All right, Michael. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Afternoon, Sanjay. My name is Shadi.
Welcome, Shadi.
Yes. So to answer your question, Lai Mohammed had me going, Googling last week. Even though I knew it wasn't true about, like, I mean, for him to say, I had to Google.
Okay.
If there's mass school kidnapping. I mean, you know how it is.
Yes.
If you're looking for something, you start looking underneath things that don't. And I was like, maybe he needs to tell us where his sources are from. Maybe it's another United States of America. There might be another one we don't know.
So when you Googled, you didn't find anything, huh?
No, I didn't. And I wanted to know, I mean, I just need him to let us know his source. You know, sometimes if we go through your source thing, maybe we'll see what he, you know, either how that thing, like a reverse search.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously my search didn't find anything.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, and then to answer another question, yes, the kidnapping does not validate Zamfara governor's approach. It actually says that what they're doing is wrong. You're paying bandits, and yet they're still kidnapping.
Right.
So why are you bothering? Why are you doing that? It just shows that, as everyone I've spoken to today has said, it's a racket. And they must think we're all silly, or I don't know. I don't know who they think it. Unfortunately, those kids, it's just disheartening. It's just sad.
It really is, Shade. Thank you very much for calling. Rita is in Festac. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling us.
Sandra, you know, I expected our president, you know, to do the same that he advised Jonathan, you know, during his tenure when his security was attacked.
Okay.
You know, he asked Jonathan to resign. Okay. So I've been expecting this government to do the same, because now it's even more than what, you know, we had in before 2015, or 2015 before they stepped in.
Okay.
And, you know, like Mohammed, you know, you always find a excuse when something like that happens. how can he declare the kidnapping as a global thing? How many countries have we heard of such? When Chibok case arises, you know, they were the ones, you know, criticizing.
Rita? I think Rita's airtime ran out there. But thank you very much, Rita, for calling us. Remember the numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993. If you just joined the show, the BBC is reporting that 300 schoolgirls have been abducted in Zamfara State. That's our first story on today's Big Three Global Edition. On Fridays, we allow Nigeria rest. We bring you international stories. But sometimes a Nigerian story is the biggest story in the world. And the abduction of 300 schoolgirls... Yes, your guess is as good as mine. Kevin in Surulere, welcome.
Yes, Sandra.
Thanks for calling us.
We are into this again. Well, I just want to state clearly that the Minister of Information has just misinformed the world.
Okay.
There is nothing like any kidnapping in America in 2020 at all. The last time any major kidnapping took place in America was way back in 1976. The record is there. And it was in a school bus kidnap. About 25 or 26 students. They were the kidnappers hijacked the school bus, and after a few hours, they escaped. So I don't know where they got this information from. The kidnap we hear across the world is parental kidnap. Maybe a mother will just separated families. A mother will just take the child or the father of separated families. Just minor kidnap, not a major kidnap like this. So the Minister of Information has just misinformed us, and he should apologize to the public. When you come to talk to the public, you get your facts right. What we are in now, we are in a complete mess. We are just talking about the Niger State issue. This has happened again. Where are we headed as a country? We're in a serious mess. I don't know what to say again, because this is becoming completely frustrating. And I don't see any means to solve this problem. There's no any means to solve it at all. I don't see any means. All we are saying, you are just parabolating, like Fela would say. Oh, my God.
Kevin, thank you for calling. We've got Bamidele in Lekki. Hello, Bamidele.
Yes, so good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. I think with what is happening now, with what Lai Mohammed said, it is nobody can classify calling Lai Mohammed a liar hate speech. Because we have gone through, we have done some research, and we have found out that his statement was an outright falsehood.
Okay.
Now, but with what is happening now? Why? I don't understand why schools were still open in the north.
Okay.
Because I heard that they were going to close.
In a different state, yes. They were going to close boarding schools in a different state, not all across the north.
Okay, maybe it's Matawali or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Assumed that because of his amnesty, those guys will not strike. Oh, God. When will these people wake up and smell the coffee? You know? Very soon, Mohammed will say that kidnapping is happening all over the world. So, why are we complaining? But wait until one of his own children or grandchild children is kidnapped. Then we will be hearing a different story. Well, God help us.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for calling.
You're doing a great job. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Bamidele. Lagos, if you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts. I'm asking if school kidnappings are a global problem, like Lai Mohammed says, or is Nigeria more prone to them? Does last night's kidnapping discredit the calls for amnesty? The president has said that he's not going to be giving any bandits. And I think we should call them what they are, terrorists, really. But he said he's not going to be giving any of them amnesty. Why is it so easy to move on our roads and in our bushes with hundreds of hostages without getting caught? Why is it so easy to do? 300 girls. Just last week, we had the kidnapping of the boys as well. Meg is in Lekki. Hello, Meg.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's with a heavy heart I call this afternoon, just considering that we've barely come out of the boys that were kidnapped. Now 300 girls have been kidnapped. And I really don't know what's going on anymore. It's like things have really fallen apart and the center can no longer hold, according to Chinua Achebe, and there's nobody proffering solution.
I don't know what to say this afternoon. My question is Zamfara State governor that was granting amnesty to those people, what does he have to say now? He's still on their radar. So, like, everybody has been clamoring this week. The more you give them amnesty, the more new groups are emerging. They are coming out to collect money. And like somebody said, it's a big racket. It's a big business. How do you carry 300 people? Some of them will be crying, some screaming, some shouting along the express or wherever they take them through, and no security personnel along the road. There's a conspiracy here, honestly. I don't get it anymore. But my heart are with the parents of these children. I just pray that they don't rape and maim them before the government does something. God have mercy on this country. What a country. What a country, Sandra. Wow.
Meg, thank you for calling. We've got another message here on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at the messages. Lots of messages, actually. Lai Mohammed says, I guess this is why they want to regulate the internet so that they can tell lies and we won't be able to find out the truth. Somebody else says, Sandra, at least this shows that this administration is a huge propagandist. People should be in jail for lying to Nigerians. Kidnapping is not and has never been a global issue. All right, thank you for your message. More messages coming in via WhatsApp, but we'll need to take a break and then come back and take a look at those messages. Coming up, I'll tell you which countries have gotten their COVID-19 vaccines so far. Ghana is on that list. Ivory Coast is also on that list. We're streaming on Facebook and YouTube. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Global Edition on Hard Facts.
Our second story moves us from the war on terror to the war on COVID. Let's look at the latest there, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. These are your hard facts. The COVAX vaccines have started to arrive at destination countries. Ghana was the first African country to get delivery from COVAX. They've collected 600,000 vaccines on Wednesday. Ivory Coast is scheduled to get 504,000 today. Senegal is getting some as well. But get this, Senegal has promised to give 10% of its vaccines to Gambia and Guinea-Bissau as good neighbor consign. Really remarkable gesture at a time when so many countries are hoarding vaccines. Because they are not sure of precisely when they're going to get enough doses for their entire population. Nigeria has not gotten any vaccines from COVAX yet, but Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala says they should arrive soon. Now, of course, she's the WTO DG designate, but she has also been on the board of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and she's been helping coordinate the global vaccine rollout. So let's hope that she's speaking as an authority with inside information there and not as a Nigerian with hope. Now, Europe is also having vaccine lateness issues. AstraZeneca has told the EU that it may not be able to fulfill their order for 180 million doses. They may only be able to give them half. That's due to supply chain issues. But they're negotiating. One EU country has decided that it's tired of waiting, though, and they've turned to China and Russia for vaccines. That's Hungary. Hungary has now bought both the Sinopharm vaccine from China and the Sputnik V vaccine from Russia. A first for the EU, but that's because they had to act quickly. In fact, Hungary was expecting a third wave of COVID, just like France. The problem in France is so bad that the government is thinking of new lockdowns. They're also waiting for vaccines from AstraZeneca. Oh, and we have good news from Pfizer. Their vaccine does not need ultra-cold storage. No more minus 70 degrees storage. Just regular zero-degree deep freezer storage is fine. So this means that lots of countries can afford to take the Pfizer vaccine now, which means the global supply issues just got simpler. Meanwhile, the UK government is pushing for a global system of so-called COVID vaccine passports. So under this proposed system, people who want to travel internationally would have to show a certificate that they've been vaccinated against the virus. That way, the world can be sure that nobody is carrying COVID from one country to another country anymore. Now, the UK is spearheading this because of the tourism industry. The UK desperately needs international tourism to go up and running before the summer because their economy relies on it. Right now, Boris Johnson is also the president of the G7, the group of seven of the biggest economies on earth. That's US, Canada, UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Those are the people that make up G7. So Johnson is leveraging on his position to try and get this passport deal done. He's also talking to the WHO about it. So we'll see how that happens. Now, a lot of people in Africa are worried about this passport system. Already, we've seen with the vaccine rollout that things are slower in Africa than in Europe or North America or parts of Asia. So there's a fear that the rest of the world will reopen and travel among themselves, but Africa will be shut out because vaccines are only trickling in. And then you have others who say, well, that's sad, but should the whole world be kept on hold until Africa is done getting vaccinated? I want to know what you think about that. Should they wait for Africa or set up this vaccine passport system? It's 333 Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. There's WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. And we have a line for women, 01-465-7190. What do you think about the COVAX rollout to Ghana and Ivory Coast? What do you think about the generosity of Senegal? What about the EU's logistics problems with AstraZeneca? And what about this vaccine passport proposal? What do you think about that? And yes, you can still talk about our first story where I told you that the BBC is reporting that 300 schoolgirls have been abducted in Zamfara State. And the Nation newspaper is reporting that the terrorists who did this arrived in two waves last night with pickups and motorbikes. The first wave were disguised as security operatives, and then the second batch came later in the night. Nation is also saying that the police command will be issuing a statement very soon. Victor is in Ogun State. Hello, Victor. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Afi Tokisova.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I want to, the first study I want to...
Yes, please, go ahead.
...speak about.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I want to say something because as this country is growing, I did not really understand how the kidnappers just take over about 300 of students in a school. There is nobody can intervene for them. I believe that we have to start checking our leaders in this country for what Lai Mohammed are saying about those children. That is not, they have not the problem of Nigeria for now. So I don't know what is the problem of Nigeria for now that they cannot say it out, make everybody knows what Nigeria is facing. Just for someone to just go and pick those students there, innocent students that they did not know anything about. They just go and carry them away without nothing, without anybody talking about. Just for him to come out as a minister, as information, to say that there is nobody, it's not a problem of Nigeria. I don't know what is the problem of Nigeria for now, that they cannot say it out. Please, we need to start checking our leader for now, because the way they are going now, we don't understand. How can we youth in this country, we allow the old people to take over the country without knowledge? Because I'm not getting knowledge there. And what is really going on?
All right. Victor, thank you very much for calling and asking me questions that I can't really answer. We've got Nonye on the line. Hello, Nonye. Thank you very much for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, Nonye. Welcome.
Auntie, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, concerning this mother, you know, I called that last week. I was telling you that once they pay money, they will now go into another kidnap again. This is what is happening. This is their routine. Okay, now, I was sleeping when you were talking, but I think it was ringing my head. Now, how can they pack all those people? It's not the road they follow.
Mm-hmm.
They go. No checkpoint, no anywhere, no police anywhere, no nothing. They go. Mm-hmm. This is just they make me the thing go. You understand what I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
That one number one, no.
Mm-hmm.
That one number one. Okay, number two.
Mm-hmm.
I said they don't bring vaccine for Africa, Abi. But mm-hmm. We'll never get our own, Abi.
We'll never get. Our own reach by the end of this week. So where will they look?
And now they tell you, no, so. Ghana don't get,
Ivory Coast don't get, Senegal don't get, and Senegal they donate some of their own to Gambia and Guinea-Bissau.
Wait, now, exactly.
Mm.
Okay, now, the one where they can't get, they can't get it and they give people, Abby.
No, they give 15% of the one we didn't get. Just dash them small, as neighbor, good
as
neighbor.
I mean, we in Nigeria, we know 10%. That we'll never see get. I say we in Nigeria now, we'll never see get that big.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, no, don't talk to you, we'll get now.
Wait, now, come, wait.
Really?
Maybe now you the thought saying now, say we'll never get, but probably by this week, or next week, we'll get, Abby.
By end of the month, if he gets.
Month, Abby.
Mm.
I beg. I beg now on behalf of us.
Okay.
But I don't know if everybody go get her.
Okay.
But I beg. Look, we know dash. Because we have the goody. I will know issues. Before the vaccine never come, now you go, yes, say, we want to give Ghana, or want to give Kenya, or want to give anybody. Look, we don't give anybody, Abby, because no issues. She will not tell you.
I understand.
Okay, now. Mm. Okay, now. The vaccine now, see, most of this is what I tell you now. What I'm going to hear, vaccine for sale, vaccine sold here. Vaccine sold here. Who for airport, you're going to say, vaccine sold here.
Well, I'm not sure I said that one going to happen because government don't talk, say, now only government feed sell them. They don't give private people license to sell them. So not only government hospital, you feed get them.
I want to ask you one question. You never see any government properties where you write, say, not for sale. After you go see them, see them sell them, give people. You want to say not for sale. Wait, don't say that your house is going to say not for sale. My own be say, I don't think the vaccine will reach me, but God Almighty, now go help me. Because what people talk this thing, say, if you freeze, and my bad deal, you understand me? But freeze, they fear COVID like anything. Freeze, no mind to go buy COVID-19 drugs, which is not better than my chairman. But the truth, I tell you, see. You and me, Mr. Adote, that's a question. You might take about you. You go buy COVID-19 drugs. I know you very well. Because all of you are ready for that place. See, no, I'm not worry you. You're not going to get money. But that's a question. Loving you is the key. Maybe you say my namesake.
I be your namesake. But your own are nonye, my own are nenye.
Okay, now you know what I'm like.
But now the same thing. Now and no, same thing.
All of them follow.
Oh, bye. We've got Bami Dele in Ikorodu on the line. Hello, Bami Dele. How are you? Are you there? Oh, Bami Dele, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let me go to WhatsApp for a bit and take a look at the messages you've got there for me. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Nigeria has all the substance and material in nature to synthesize medicines to cure ailments like that. We can, but we keep depending. A dependent economy does not fund research or engage best brains within them. Then you remain poor. These politicians use hoodlums sometimes in the past and dump them. Now, these bandits need money, so they do these things. Continual kidnapping is a sign of incompetence. You didn't leave your name, but thank you for leaving your message. Kidnapping can never and will never be a global issue. The Northern government knows what they're doing. It's a business for them. The more the war treats, the more money they make. On the expense of innocent Nigerians. How can 300 students be kidnapped without the security personnel? There's something fishy. That's a message from Bright Idigu. Bright, thank you very much for your message. Another message here, Nigeria is a great nation, so only great things can happen here. Example, institutional lies. Sandra, we can't have it any better. This government, don't try. Boniface from Ibejuleki says... We'll take a final message and then take one call. Good afternoon, President Sandra. The Minister for Information misinformed us. Now, wow. All right. Thank you for your message. You didn't add your name, but I'm glad you sent us a message. Adetayo is in Iyanaworo. Hello, Adetayo. Thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How's your day going?
It's going all right. How's yours going?
Fine.
Welcome. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank Nigeria Info for everything you guys have been doing. especially you, Joyce, Collins, and everybody. Then secondly, on the issue of the kidnappings and all that, I think our leaders know the solution. They just don't want to do it. Because how do you negotiate with people and you claim not to know them? You are negotiating with them. You understand what I'm trying to say? They are not faceless. You know them. They know them. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for calling, Adetayo. We've got another message here. To my understanding, all these people were kidnapped and government, they send them. You didn't add your name, though, but thank you for sending your message. Good afternoon, Sandra. I love you. I love you, too. You see hate speech at play with what Lai Mohammed is saying. He should pay the fine of 5 million. What type of government will not be active? I wonder where we are going from here. 300 girls is a large number. Where are the security personnel? Ejike Clement says. Ejike, thank you very much for your message. So many questions I'm asking on the show today. So far, I've asked you if school kidnappings are a global problem or if Nigeria is more prone to school kidnappings. And if Nigeria is more prone to school kidnappings, we have to ask ourselves why. Because like I said earlier on, 300 schoolgirls abducted from their school in the dead of the night. The logistics involved in moving 300 unwilling children. You have the Nation reporting that these terrorists moved in bikes, pickups, and they came twice. And that tells you that in parts of Nigeria, it is possible for armed criminals to move in convoys with enough bikes and cars to move hundreds of hostages, travel like that for kilometers, for hours, without interception by security forces. Why is it so easy to move on our roads and in our bushes with hundreds of hostages without getting caught? Why is that so easy to do? Are school kidnappings a global problem, or is Nigeria more prone to them? You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's bring you our final story on the show today. Don't go away. Talk. The Supreme Court basically said the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based.
News. The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lau local government area of Taraba.
Sports. Goal number 2 for Liverpool. And the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Seconds earlier, he dropped a clanger. And this time, he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And our third story is brought to you by Zimvest. Zimvest is an asset management company. Very soon, you may be eating beef that did not come from a cow. I'm talking about an innovation called cellular meat. Basically, scientists have found a way to grow meat in a lab using animal cells. So they're now just working on ways to grow it more efficiently and in large enough quantities to make it as cheap as regular Malu Malu beef. And now here's the business angle, because you know our third global story is always a business story. There's a Canadian company called Future Fields, and they make what is called growth medium. That's the stuff that you feed the cells in the lab, which lets them produce beef. And apparently, Future Fields is researching new formulas for this growth medium that could be a game changer. And so these investors gathered round, gave Future Fields $2.2 million. That's about 900 million naira. Now, let me give you some context here. Globally, the yearly beef market is $2 trillion. And market experts think that within 10 years, cellular meat will account for 10% of that market. So that means that by 2031, one out of every 10 pieces of beef eaten by a human being would not have come from a cow. Imagine that. Keep imagining that as we listen to our sponsors for the last 10 minutes of Hard Facts.
Need to save for a new car, house rent, or your next vacation, or be financially ready to get yourself a COVID vaccine next year? Let Zinvest Aspire keep you in check. Need low-risk investment option with attractive rates? Zinvest High Yields is your best bet. Zcrest Investment Managers, Zinvest is a SEC-licensed asset management company. At Zinvest, professional asset managers with industry expertise dedicate time into preserving your wealth. Zinvest has a web platform that enables you invest in a range of investment products that offers you good returns. Visit www.zinvest.com.ng to get started. Zinvest, demystifying wealth from creation to distribution for all.
You see, the world is changing, industries are changing, even industries as old and traditional as meat production. Human beings have been herding cattle for thousands of years. We only introduced ranches for them a couple of hundred years ago. And already the difference in output between the countries who use ranching and those who use herding is so big. So imagine what the difference will be when some countries can start mass producing beef in the lab. Imagine that. Tell me what you think, Lagos. Honestly, would you eat lab-grown beef? What do you think about the future of agriculture and food production based on developments like these ones? But before you call me, let's talk to the people from Zinvest a little bit more, because they're the kind of people who tell you, you know what, it's a good idea to put some of your money into a lab that creates meat. Am I right? Am I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So while most people were occupied with the global pandemic last year, 2020, despite all of that, seemed to be a remarkable year for investments. And now, this year, everyone is looking to jump in on the next investment opportunity.
Okay.
So to make incredible return on your investments, you need to have a strategy. And not just any old strategy. You need a strategy that will create and sustain wealth for you. So with our trusted and proven wealth management practices, our professional investment managers can help structure the right investment strategy for you. With Zinvest, you can enhance your return on your investments just by investing on our dollar income funds, our fixed income funds, and we can help you cultivate a savings discipline with our Aspire and Wealthbox products. Let us build your wealth for you the sustainable way, just with better investments and advisory.
Now, if we wanted to get in touch with you guys, how do we do that?
Okay, you need to visit www.zinvest.com.ng to get started, or email ask@zinvest.com.ng. You can also talk to our private wealth managers on 070-002-002-20 or +234-12-801042.
You want to take those numbers one more time?
Okay. You can reach us on 070-002-002-20 or +1 +234-12-801042.
All right, Lagos, you heard the woman. Give them a call if you would like to invest in Naira or dollar and you're looking for great advice to be able to do it well. But hey, tell me what you think about lab-grown meat. Would you eat lab-grown beef? What do you think about the future of agriculture and food production based on developments such as this one? 0700-993-993-993 or call 01465-7190. Like I said, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Frank on the line. Frank is in our papa today. Hello, Frank. Thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sandra. Welcome.
Yes.
Would you eat lab-grown beef?
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because, you know, so much must have put into it before it comes, you know, before the final product comes out. So, and whatever they put inside may not be so good for the body.
But they're making the beef from the cells of a real live animal.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm like, what do they call this one? These genetically modified crops.
Hmm.
They are also made from crops, but they have been so genetically modified. That some people are complaining that they may not be so good for the body cells of humans.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, you can't compare the original with the artificial now.
Rabbi, well, technically, you it's not artificial, Sha. Technically, it's not artificial like that. It's still from the cells of a real animal.
The real animal runs around in the sun and eats grass. This one grown in the lab under air condition is artificial.
That's a good way to put it. All right, what do you think about our first story?
About the kidnap and all that?
Yes.
My sister, you were asking why is it happening? And, you know, somebody said it's a global issue. It's not a global issue.
Hmm.
I don't blame him. He's already too old. He doesn't really understand what is going on. What has been going on in America is attack on schools, not kidnap. There's no story last year that somebody was kidnapped and he or she wasn't found. That is not true. Now, why is it happening in Nigeria? Because the government is in support of it. Because the government is creating a very conducive atmosphere for criminals to thrive. Yeah, I mean, you said it. How can they move 300 individuals, 300 girls, 300 human beings? Mm. How do you move them? Have you not gone from Lagos here to Benin or to Onitsha?
Mm.
The amount of roadblocks on the road.
Mm.
Even if you are carrying a nylon bag, they will ask you what is inside.
Mm.
But over there in the north, there's no roadblock. And when these people want to operate, the so-called chief of staff and the rest, they will call off all the roadblocks. The road will be empty. Now these people will have a free rein. And in the end, the question Nigerians should ask this government is, what is their agenda? What is their agenda? It's a horrible, horrible situation, and the whole world is mocking Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling us. Let's listen to our sponsors one final time. Go on a break, come back, and keep taking your thoughts legal.